This week in the Civil War, pro-Southern Copperhead activity occurred in all states of the North to some degree during the American Civil War. However, on Monday, March 28, 1864, anti-war activity even came to Illinois, the home state of President Abraham Lincoln. At Charleston, peace Democrats were conducting an anti-administration political rally when approximately 100 Copperheads, personally fortified with generous amounts of alcohol, suddenly fired on federal troops who both happened to be present and unfortunately were disarmed. In a matter of minutes, approximately 25 soldiers had been killed or wounded. Rumors of continuing violence brought 2,000 additional Union troops from Illinois and Indiana to Charleston. Many Copperhead leaders and followers were detained, but eventually pardoned by Abraham Lincoln for their involvement as what is known to history as the Charleston, Illinois Riot. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.